First, I want to thank everyone in Singapore for your cooperation with the stabilization measures. Our week-on-week infection growth ratio has come down below one. And while COVID cases in hospitals and ICUs remain high, the overall situation has stabilized. And that's why we are now in a position to make some calibrated adjustments to our measures. Minister Gan just now shared what these changes are, and let me elaborate on them. First, from 10th of November, we are allowing up to 5 fully vaccinated persons from the same household to dine together at F&B establishments. This easing applies to people who are from the same household only. If you are not from the same household, the group size for dining remains capped at 2 persons. F&B establishments will implement this new ruling by checking the status of diners before they are seated. And we will enforce this strictly. So the enforcement officers will do their checks and they will take firm actions against errant individuals as well as F&B outlets that fail to do the necessary checks. For now, this concession will not apply to hawker centres and coffee shops because these venues do not have in place the control measures to check all diners. But NEA and SFA are engaging the hawker associations and coffee shop operators. And for those who are able to implement the necessary control measures, we will be prepared to extend to them the same concession. And NEA and SFA will provide more updates on this in due course. Second, MOE will resume more activities in our schools and institutions of higher learning, and these activities include in-person classes, group work, and CCAs. Such activities are important in ensuring the rich learning experiences for our students and in their holistic development. So we believe this is crucial to resume. For schools, the term is ending soon, but it's about preparing for the new school term. IHLs are continuing, so many of these moves will be beneficial to students in IHLs quite soon. And MOE will be sharing more details very soon. Thirdly, we will pilot the resumption of more activities for fully vaccinated persons, subject to the additional requirement of them undergoing antigen rapid tests. So today we talked about VDS, vaccination differentiated measures, settings or events where only vaccinated persons are allowed, and if you are not vaccinated, you have to do a pre-event test. It's vaccination or test. But we are moving toward a new protocol of VDS plus ART, vaccination and test, for additional precautions. And with this additional safeguard, we can ease further the safe management measures. We will start these pilots with team sports. So groups of up to 10 persons that who are fully vaccinated and who are tested beforehand will be allowed to engage in team sports, whether it's football, basketball, at selected active SG sports centres and community clubs. We will also undertake pilots for selected sports events and MICE events, where, again, subject to the requirement of all participants being fully vaccinated and undergoing ART tests, we will allow further easing of the safe management measures. If these pilots are successful, we will consider extending this new protocol of VDS plus ART to other settings so we can progressively resume more activities safely. Now, we have been careful in putting together this package of adjustments, which we hope will be meaningful for families to dine together, as well as for sports, school life and other activities to resume. All this while keeping risk under control. To continue with the analogy that Minister Ong had said just now, we are easing off slightly on the bicycle brakes, But we must not let our guard down and lose control as we go downslope. In the end, it's not just about adjusting the rules. It's also about how all of us as individuals and as a community behave and respond. And that's why it is so important that we continue to stay disciplined, take seriously all the safe management measures, and comply fully with them. If we take this approach, then we can avoid a sharp resurgence of cases, we can protect our healthcare system, and we can support all our healthcare workers through the coming weeks and months. After this move, we will continue to monitor the situation closely, and we will track the indicators that we have highlighted, which are important, whether it's a week-on-week infection growth ratio, the profile of serious cases, as well as the situation in ICU. But with vaccination and boosters, with the SMMs in place, and with the enhancement of the collective immunity in our population, I am confident we will be able to make further progress in our reopening over time while keeping our casualties low. Thank you.